one of the prettiest beaches in San Diego. There's nothing on the agenda for this afternoon except lunch and a four-hour-long meeting with the other interns, all of whom have been here a lot longer than I. They're supposed to bring me up to speed on the various patents and contracts we'll be doing research on this summer. I know that probably sounds wicked boring to most people, but I can't wait. This is the only thing I've wanted to do since I found out being the Pink Power Ranger was not actually a viable career choice. Doing my best not to limp, I try not to look as overwhelmed as I feel in this huge, cavernous room with its 842 seats. That number came directly from my mentor, who is as proud of this place as Ethan Frost himself probably is. Maybe more. Like Google before it, Frost Industries is known for its state-of-the-art cafeteria. With two gourmet chefs and 12 different food stations that change their type of cuisine served on a weekly basis, not to mention the salad, juice, and dessert bars, it boasts something for everyone. And they do mean everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a janitor or an executive VP. As long as you have your employee badge, you eat free. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, afternoon snack. They're all on the house for Frost Industries employees. Another reason I've been able to take this internship. With no rent and no food bills to speak of, my meager savings should get me through until my scholarship and work study come in to offset the cost of my senior year. Though it's 1 o'clock, I'm still not very hungry. Residual nervousness from my first day still has my stomach flipping a little, so I head over to the juice bar. A smoothie sounds about right for lunch today. It's not too heavy, but it is substantial enough to get me through until dinner. Besides, the juice bar is the closest thing to me, and at this point, every step counts. When I get there, there's no line. Everyone seems to be hanging at the pizza and Indian food stations today. There are two guys behind the counter, neither of whom seems in that big a rush to take my order, which is fine, since I don't know what I want yet anyway. The menu's not that extensive. 8 different smoothies and 6 different juices, including wheatgrass and beet, neither of which is high on my list of things to try, so it doesn't take me long to make up my mind. And still, neither guy tries to wait on me. I'm more intrigued than annoyed, though, especially since it looks like I'm not the only one who is new today. One of the guys is definitely instructing the other on the fine art of smoothie making, and he's being very particular, talking about things like the proper juice-to-fruit ratio and how important it is to make sure that the frozen yogurt is just the right temperature. He even goes so far as to instruct him on exactly how many blueberries should go into the smoothie he's making. It turns out 38 is the right number, not 37, not 39, but 38. Coming from another guy, the whole speech probably would have sounded jerky, but this guy is so passionate about smoothie making, so determined that it be exactly right, that he doesn't sound jerky at all. Instead, he comes off like the Dalai Lama of blend drink making. Patient, wise, omnipotent. And the guy he's talking to is hanging on to his every syllable. Like the words that fall from his lips are actually directions on how to reach nirvana. I'm amused despite myself, and I'm almost sorry to see the lesson end when the smoothie finally gets poured into 2 cups. Or I would be if the minutes of my lunch hour weren't ticking rapidly away. Excuse me, I say when it eventually becomes obvious that they're both more than happy to stand around staring at the reddish-blue smoothie in front of them for many moons to come. It's like they're both completely entranced by the drink, and I can't help thinking that maybe Frost Industries doesn't take their no illegal substance policy all that seriously. Because these guys have to be high on something, right? Otherwise, a simple smoothie just wouldn't be all that interesting. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm ready to order now. The trainer looks up at the sound of my voice, his dark blue eyes immediately zeroing in on mine. That's when I realize he wasn't as oblivious to my presence as I'd thought. He'd been testing me as surely as he'd been testing the other employee.